Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, your community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning, albeit controversial. The shooting massacre in the Aurora, Colorado movie theater is still fresh in our minds. Undoubtedly, the shooting will leave an indelible mark on the nation. Collective consciousness. The accused shooter, James Holmes, faces arraignment on Monday and is expected to be charged with the murder of 12 people. He will also be charged with dozens of counts of other crimes, including the shooting of 59 other people. The shooting certainly has sparked another debate about gun control. So this morning, we're going to tackle the issue of gun control without the rancor and the vitriol that is so often associated with this issue. Why is gun control such a controversial issue? Now, I've mulled over this question numerous times. It's especially relevant when we consider the horrendous event that happened in Colorado. Now, of course, as you know, James Holmes, he is the accused murderer and shooter. And he methodically, over the course of several months, he methodically mapped out how he was going to carry out this brutal assault on these innocent people inside a movie theater. And in fact, these folks had literally little chance of getting away. It was absolutely horrendous. He had an arsenal of 6,000 rounds of ammunition. 6,000. And you wonder how he was able to successfully purchase all of those bullets. He had an assault rifle, a shotgun, two semi-automatic handguns. He was also armored with a full body armor, which included neck and head protection. So if there was anyone that would have mounted some kind of defense, he was prepared for it. He was prepared to kill. He was prepared to protect himself from the police. And again, if someone was to mount a challenge to his murderous rampage, he was prepared to take on that individual or individuals. So when we ask why gun control is such a controversial issue, it's because we are required to address the full context of why sensible and reasonable gun control is necessary in this country. And when you put into context what we've seen in Colorado, this is a discussion we absolutely are required to have. And in light of the strong opposition from the NRA and other firearm organizations and gun enthusiasts around the country, there is absolutely no question that they ought to be challenged on their attempts to avoid having real, strong, and robust gun control measures in this country. Sensible gun control measures. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I must inform all of you that are listening, I am a strong proponent of gun rights. I'm a strong proponent of the notion that every responsible and law-abiding citizen has the right to purchase and own a gun or guns if you so choose. I believe that every reasonable and law-abiding citizen has the God-given right to protect themselves, to protect their family, their home, their business. Can you imagine not being in the position of protecting yourself against some home invasion, some folks who decided to kick down your door? So this is one of the reasons why I decided that it behooves me to be in the position of protecting my family. Now, I'm trained in the martial arts, but I am quite aware of the fact that if you got 3, 4, 5 people invading your home, you're going to need some specialty equipment to be able to stave off an attack. So I am a strong proponent of gun ownership. I really am. But I am a proponent of sensible gun laws. When gun ownership comes to the forefront in our minds, we have to look at this issue with a measure of responsibility. Anyone that decides to own and purchase a firearm, there's great responsibility here, especially as it relates to safety in the home, as it relates to our children, and of course our community. We don't want irresponsible gun owners going around the community and doing and performing illegal acts. And so the purpose behind responsible gun ownership is to make sure and to ensure that the individual who purchases and owns a gun knows, first of all, how to operate the firearm, but secondly, understands the critical nature of being responsible with the firearm. Now, of course, there is a national consensus that criminals and people with mental deficiencies ought not purchase or own a firearm. And I think most of us can agree to that. And that's why it always perplexes me how individuals who perhaps are members of the NRA, particularly the political arm of the NRA, how they could mount challenges against sensible gun laws. We all pretty much agree that the criminal element in our society poses significant threat to community if they have access to firearms. We all understand that. There's no shortage of statistics that bolster the notion that criminals with guns is a bad idea. So when we hear from the NRA and those individuals who are strong advocates of gun ownership, we have to ask the question, why is it so difficult to for particularly the political parties, Democrats, Republicans and Independents, to come together and ensure the safety of every American citizen, that criminals and individuals who have mental deficiencies are not having access to guns? So the question becomes, why is it such an arduous task encouraging our congressional leaders to pass sensible gun control measures? I think, in all honesty, and it's not just to gripe about the NRA, but the reality is they have a strong political apparatus and they control many of the politicians that are out there at the forefront fighting against reasonable gun control measures. The NRA stifles reasonable discourse around this issue, and they have a vice grip on many of our elected officials. Listen to this. I had an opportunity to read a very interesting article from Business Week magazine. And it says Republicans historically oppose limits on the rights of gun owners. Democrats have come to view the issue as a political loser for them, even as recent elections results suggest the influence of the National Rifle Association has been overstated. Quote, Democrats have decided, I think, wrongly, politically and morally, that it's only an issue they can lose on, said Daniel Webster, co-director of the Center for Gun Policy and Research at the Johns Hopkins Bloomsburg School of Public Health in Baltimore. Charles Schumer of New York, the Senate's third ranking Democrat, who as a U.S. representative led the successful 1994 fight in the House to ban 19 military style assault weapons, said there isn't much point in pushing for new laws restricting guns these days. Quote, we see the power of the NRA around here, he told reporters. If you want to know why things aren't getting done in Congress, you only need to look at the stalemate that continues to happen in Washington, D.C. Our current Congress has been the most partisan, lackadaisical, and hasn't passed anything of significance because of the recalcitrance of the Republican Party. Nothing is getting done. So when issues like gun control require real leadership, I mean real leadership from our elected officials, There is a dark void of fecklessness that swallows any attempt to get things done in Washington, D.C. And it's amazing to me. Found another interesting statistic that really blew my mind. And it comes from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. In 1 year, guns murdered 17 people in Finland, 35 people in Australia, 39 people in England and Wales, 60 people in Spain, 194 people in Germany, 200 people in Canada. But when it comes to the United States, 9,484 people in 1 year. These are astounding statistics. 17 people in Finland. 200, our closest neighbor is Canada. And gun violence has claimed the lives of 200 people in Canada. But when you cross the border into the United States, it's like the wild, wild west in this country. 9,484 people. We are a violent nation. Indeed. From the streets of Chicago to New Orleans and Oklahoma, we've seen gun violence snatch so many lives. And yet, we've seen very little leadership. And there needs to be a huge outcry from the American people. And I understand there are statistics that suggest that no one really wants to address this issue. Now, polls do suggest that Americans, the American people, want reasonable measures in place. 87% of Americans support background checks on private sales of guns, including sales at gun shows. 62% of U.S. adults say it's important to allow the government to ban the sale of semi-automatic assault weapons than it is to protect the rights of gun owners to purchase any guns they want. This is according to a Times poll in 2011. And let's be clear. James Holmes bought an AR-15 assault rifle. For what purpose does an American civilian need an AR-15? These are weapons that should be regulated and relegated to the police and to our military. There is absolutely no reason for an assault rifle to be in the hands of a citizen. Obviously, because of the strength and the muscle of the NRA and other gun enthusiasts, it is difficult. They have amassed a great deal of influence in Washington, D.C. A great deal. When we look at what the NRA is able to accomplish with regard to our political leadership, it's disappointing. But it should be a wake-up call to the American people that something has to happen, or we're going to see violence emerge to a place that is going to blow each of our minds. The NRA, the article goes on to say, derives its influence in part from its grade ratings of congressional lawmakers, which it sends to its members. Also, the group spent more than $7.2 million on contributions to congressional election campaigns in 2010. And so the amount of campaign contributions are only going to increase. And I remember when President Obama, then Senator Obama, was running for the White House, and the NRA and the gun lobbyists, they scared the bedickens out of everybody. And so everybody began buying and hoarding guns because they thought President Obama was going to come in and take their guns. Nothing was further from the truth. Absolutely nothing. And in fact, in 2009, President Obama signed into law. Again, now, mind you, people were suggesting that he was going to come and take their guns.
but he approved allowing checked guns on Amtrak rail cars, and he eased restrictions on guns in national parks. That is the only thing that he has done with regard to gun control in this country. So the NRA and other gun enthusiasts scared everybody. So they started hoarding bullets and hoarding guns and hoarding assault rifles. Why do folks need an assault rifle? It's a huge question that I think a lot of folks need to really mull over. Mitt Romney, in my judgment, has shown absolutely no spine when it comes to this issue. He's equivocated and vacillated on absolutely every issue in this presidential campaign. And when it came down to really addressing this issue, particularly what happened in Aurora, Colorado, he once again equivocated and once again was not able to clearly and concisely articulate his position. He's all over the map. I want you to take a listen to this video clip of Mitt Romney with NBC's Brian Williams on the issue of gun control.
People are hurting out there. Perhaps they want to start a national conversation about whether an AR-15 belongs in the hands of a citizen, whether a citizen should be able to buy 6,000 rounds off the internet. You see the argument.
Well, this person shouldn't have had any kind of weapons and bombs and other devices, and it was illegal for him to have many of those things already, but he had them. And so we can sometimes hope that just changing a law will make all bad things go away. It won't. Changing the heart of the American people may well be what's essential to improve the lots of the American people. I recognize that there's some things Washington and the law can do, and there's some things the law can't do.
Mitt Romney said absolutely nothing of value, nothing of substance during this entire interview, but especially with respect to this gun control issue. Once again, we have seen this Republican candidate so beholden to the far right of his party that he can't even give a cogent and sensible answer to the question. That's what we have seen. As one analyst said the other night, it was quite fascinating. She said Mitt Romney's answers are like word salad. You mix everything up and nothing makes any real sense. And she's absolutely right. But I want you to take a listen to real leadership on this issue from President Obama. He addressed the issue of gun control during a speech before the Urban League, and it was quite fascinating, quite concise and strong, and this is the mark of real leadership. Take a listen.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals. That they belong on the battlefield of war, not on the streets of our cities. I believe the majority of gun owners would agree that we should do everything possible to prevent criminals and fugitives from purchasing weapons. That we should check someone's criminal record before they can check out a gun seller. That a mentally unbalanced individual should not be able to get his hands on a gun so easily. These steps shouldn't be controversial. They should be common sense.
Now, that's leadership. That's tackling an issue with the kind of measured sensitivity these issues require. There was no sentence mangling or jumping through hoops in a conscious effort to appease the far-right fringe that's controlling a campaign. It was clear and concise language. And you can hear the passion in his voice about the noble idea of responsible gun ownership. He's not out to take anybody's guns. But we are all mindful that assault weapons shouldn't be in the hands of criminals and people with mental deficiencies. President Obama was clear and concise on where he stands on the issues of guns. He may not be able to get legislation through this Congress, but at least we have that a clear understanding of where President Obama is on this issue. Because the reality is violence is on our streets in almost every state of our union. take places like Chicago, Illinois, New Orleans. There needs to be a concerted effort to significantly minimize the violence on our streets. We have, folks, a legislative and law enforcement apparatus that can significantly mitigate the violence we've grown to tolerate in this country. I mean, you think about it. If over 9,000 people in 1 year can be shot down as a result of gun violence in the United States, but in places like Canada, 200, or somewhere in Switzerland, across seas, 74, but in the United States, 9,000 people? Something has to happen. And I think it is high time that we loosen the grip the NRA has on our elected officials. And it's time we light the fire underneath our politicians and get them moving on this issue. Otherwise, we're going to see more Colorados. Can you imagine walking around with your family in the mall? Innocent trip. You're going out to buy ice cream and mill around and window shop, and some idiot barges into the mall and begins shooting, and only to find out that he may not have the right to purchase, but he may even have the legal right to purchase. Maybe there was a mental deficiency. There has to be some measures available to the American people to avoid the kind of catastrophe and tragedy and massacre that we've seen in Colorado. Closing the gun loopholes for these gun shows. Sensible. So as I said, we've got to loosen the grip the NRA has on our elected officials. Black and Hispanic kids are dying every day as a result of gun violence, as we've seen in Colorado. White kids are subject to the same violence. Nobody's immune. At what point will our nation get it? We've seen President Reagan, when he was alive and during his presidency, seen him get shot. And of course, the Brady campaign is as a result. It grew out of that particular violent moment. We've seen what happened with John F. Kennedy. Of course, Dr. King. We've seen over the years with respect to gang violence, how guns play a major role in the violence that is happening all across our nation. So we have to do something. Gun control doesn't have to be a taboo subject that clouds and muddies reasonable debate. We desperately need to have a discussion about this issue. Are we going to wait for another mass killing to have this discussion? Are we going to wait for another assassination attempt on an elected official to have this discussion? Are we going to wait for another innocent child to be killed in a playground or in the comfort of his or her home before we finally have a discussion that moves from the discussion stage to the legislative stage so that people are protected in this country against the kind of violence that we've seen in Colorado? We no longer need cowards in the halls of Congress. We need leadership in Washington, D.C. today. It's time for the American people to stand up, put a stop to this. I have children. As President Obama suggested, it could be any one of our children going out to enjoy a movie only to be assaulted and killed as a result of somebody's sick, mental, twisted mind. Time to loosen the grip the NRA has on our elected officials. It's time that we get moving on this issue. It's time that we stop the violence, the gun violence in this country. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9. We'll be back in a moment.
Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. As we mull over the tragic events that unfolded in Aurora, Colorado, let us be mindful, ever mindful, that there are family members right now that are in pain, absolute pain. So let's keep those family members who lost a loved one in prayer. Let us also keep in prayer those individuals that will be recovering. I would also suggest that as a nation, we begin the process of loosening the grip that the NRA and other gun enthusiasts and lobbyists has on our congressional leadership. It is high time that we become active participants in our government and ensure that our elected officials are doing the will of the people. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.